This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on a Monday morning from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us again right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I want to talk about the Hurricane Dorian and what it did in the way in its wake back in the Bahamas and the Abaco. How do you say that, Abaco?
Abaco.
Okay, Abaco Islands, because not only do we have 70,000 people there in need of direct aid right now, they've lost everything, but about 6,600 people as of the current moment are listed as missing on the website Dorian People Search Bahamas, and there are more being added to it. This is something that takes time when you're dealing with search and rescue, and then it becomes search and recovery. You have to move literally every bit of debris to find out what's under it.
The Facebook page was actually created by a real estate agent in the area. And it's not that they're necessarily missing. It's just one of those that you need to kind of check in. So they're using Facebook as kind of a social media base to find people and be able to talk to them. Or they're using drones, they're using GPS, they're using satellite phones, and they're using, you know, improvised websites.
Amateur radio, too. Big-time amateur radio going on. Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of, we don't know if the number of 6,000 is really 6,000 people are missing or 6,000 people that haven't necessarily been accounted for in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So the Coast Guard has some people that they have assigned to this so they can go through it and say, okay, we've, you know, because I think they brought 1,300 people back to Florida in the last day or so. So they're having to necessarily go through names and people and where they have been moved or have they been transferred. That kind of thing. So it is a mess, but there is work that is being done to see what that real number is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll take time, and unfortunately, the time people are getting impatient about things like this, and all I can say is if they can be patient, perhaps everything will work out fine. We'll just wait and see, won't we?
That's all we can do.
Hmm. Now, the other thing that's going on is the Brexit plan, and the United Kingdom's Boris Johnson says that he's sticking to his original plan. He's not going anywhere.
Well, and that's good. They're trying to, you know, some members of Parliament are trying to intimidate him to suspend or delay or redo, you know, have another round of kind of Theresa May Brexit thing. And he's saying no. So we don't know if there's going to, he's also threatened to call or maybe a formally a call for new elections. You know, I guess we'll have to see where, I mean, it's chaos. You know, and these members of Parliament, I would say, completely have forgotten that the people voted for Brexit, meaning a no-deal Brexit.
Right.
Anyway, there are people that are resigning and there are people that are screaming, yelling, and they do scream and yell. If you watched their parliamentary hearings, it's kind of comical.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the other thing is and this is not an indication of necessarily anything that's going on, but they keep referring to the stock market and what it's doing, and it's just barely moving the needle right now, but it's in the green. Everything's in the green, barely, and we're just watching to see what happens. That could change at a moment's notice based on what happens around the world, can't it?
Yes.
Because they don't like uncertainty at the market, and this is certainly something that's uncertain, but if they ever finally do get out of Brexit, the United States is ready to make a big deal and sign a deal with them, right?
I believe that we just did. We did sign a sizable deal, which is the reason that Pence was meeting with Boris Johnson last week.
Okay, well, that's all good, and that's good for us, and it's good for them. And unfortunately, I guess I don't know, the Germans, who knows what they're thinking about all this?
Don't care.
Yeah. No, we don't, and they don't, and that's why their economy's going down the toilet, because they're apparently having a lot of problems. And speaking of Europe in general, the open borders policy is really, really, really coming back to bite them big time in the butt.
Well, I think that there has been some real reporting on the cost of the migrants, the refugees, and you know, how they have affected several countries over there. So I think it's now beginning to hurt horrible than they thought.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, the Dems are lining up their impeachment case, and the Republicans are saying, hey, wait a minute. What the hell are you guys doing? You ain't got no case. We'll be back. We'll talk about that and more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. You'll hear him on many of these stations coming up a little bit later. By the way, his home studio is right about two doors around the corner from me, where I'm sitting right now here in Tampa, Florida, my flagship station. He broadcasts out of here all across the country, just like I do. Now, I want you to check out the USCCA, and you can do so by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because the United States Concealed Carry Association is giving away a gun a day giveaway. Now, there's a link there. You click on it, down drops a window, you sign up for it. But if you don't sign up for the gun, I can't announce that you want it. Now, can I? So, I hope you do that. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. It changes every day at midnight. And then if you do decide to become a member of either the A, B, or C plan, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, along with some great gear, too, from the USCCA. And don't forget, you'll also get that award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. So, that's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. And good luck. I want to be talking about you as a winning member of the that free gun a day giveaway. Changes every night at midnight. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I don't know why we're even still having this discussion, but apparently the Democrats are hell-bent on impeaching President Donald Trump, and they are doing everything they can to try to put together a case, whether it's lies or truths or whatnot. And by the way, I've got a little short clip here that I think I'll throw into this. We all know that there's a problem with guns, right, of some sort in this country. Correct?
We have a problem with people with guns.
Yep. Well, it's a problem with guns, and I'm going to address it this way because there was this, let me find her. She was a Democratic congresswoman, used to be, in, here she is, Donna Edwards out of Maryland. And this is what she had to say. And again, it's not true what she said, but it's going to lead us to the impeachment thing here.
It's ridiculous putting the death penalty on the table. I mean, people who are committing mass shootings aren't saying, well, I might get the death penalty and so I won't do it. No, they're getting these automatic rifles. They are using high capacity ammunition, and they're killing, they're mowing down hundreds, thousands of people every single year. And so Mitch McConnell just needs to do his job, put legislation on the floor of the Senate so that it can pass. And if he does that, then the president will really not have a choice but to sign it.
Okay. First of all, she lied three times in that by saying shooters kill thousands. That's not correct. With automatic rifles, that's not correct. Using high-capacity ammunition, and I ask you this question right now, Ms. Denise Simon. Have you ever heard of high-capacity ammunition?
No.
There isn't any. No. What the hell? So they got to lie their way through all this. We know they want our guns. We know they want President. They're trying to force President Trump into doing something here. But again, it all boils back down to this crap that they're going through. And here we go. Impeachment's still on the table. Why?
What people don't understand is what Jerry Nadler is doing, running the House Judiciary Committee. Is going through these investigations and subpoenas and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
He's really operating his only taxpayer-funded Fusion GPS opposition research on Trump. That's really what it boils down to.
Wonderful.
And somebody needs, well, think about it. Fusion GPS was opposition research on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that didn't work out. So he's doing it again on all these other things that he's alleging and accusing Trump of doing. But this, they're doing it under the judiciary, so it's taxpayer-funded.
Correct.
Now, let's just call it what it is. And it's not just against Trump, by the way. I mean, it's not just, I mean, it is, but it's not for the other presidential candidates. It's for all Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that he is doing goes out in like a memo, if you will. So you've got Congress people that are, you know, running for reelection that, you know, get this. So that's where these talking points are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Impeachment not going to happen because you have to have the Senate. You're not going to get the Senate.
Nope.
So. That's what he's doing.
Okay, and the other thing is that no matter, and by the way, we the people, the only way we can stop this is to see to it that the Democrats do not have control of the House in 2020 so that the waste of money that's out there, the money they're just throwing up, that the Republicans can't do anything about, they can get rid of that once and for all.
Well, you've also got, I think, about 16 now House Republicans, they're not running for re-election. That hurts.
I got the number here. Let me look real quick here. I think it's
16 or 19?
No. It's less than that. Let me find it here real quick because, let me find, I got it. I'm telling
that
you, I got
hurts.
It. It's, three House members announced. Okay. 4 Democrats and 14 Republicans so far.
Sensenbrenner. Just said he's not running for re-election.
Yep, so did Flores.
And it,
yep, and it brings a total of 18 total representatives. I got the story right in front of me. 4 Democrats and 14 Republicans not running for re-election.
Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, 15 of those are retiring for public office, while 2 are seeking U.S. Senate seats and 1 is running for governor. Well, okay, whatever. Back in 2018, the story goes on, a total of 52 representatives, 18 Democrats and 34 Republicans did not seek re-election. Okay, so we're doing what we're doing here again, and 73, now this is something else that's in the story, 73 of the 435 House races, 16.8%, are rated as battleground elections.
That hurts.
Mm-hmm. 43 held by Democrats, 30 by Republicans. Okay, so that's where we're at. I'm glad I got this little cheat sheet in front of me. By the way, the debates, did you hear that Tom Steyer just made the October debate, even though he didn't make this the next one coming up?
Yeah. And you got a couple of these Democrats that didn't make it, and they're upset and screaming and yelling at the Democrat committee. So I don't know. We'll see if there's a reconsideration.
One of them is Tulsi Gabbard, and she's saying the reason she didn't make it is because she had to go to the National Guard for 2 weeks. First time I heard that as an excuse, but, you know.
Well, she did go, but.
Do you think they'll do anything about that?
I have no idea.
I bet
she was complaining before she went. So,
yep.
I don't know.
I bet they don't. Okay, now let's talk about Jeanine Pirro for a minute. She's a very popular weekend Fox celebrity, has her own show, Justice with Judge Jeanine, and you're about to interview her for, I think, the second time?
No, the first time.
Oh, okay.
Today.
But she's very popular, and she was on Dr. Sebastian Gorka's show last week talking about the fact that back in March, I believe it was March, she was, in fact, suspended for 2 weeks by Fox for some comment about Omar, whatever it was.
Correct. She was making, she had made a comment, I don't remember what it was but specifically, but it had to do with Ilhan Omar and her Hajib, so they suspended her. She has not been suspended again. It's just that she was on Sebastian Gorka's show and was asked about it. And so I think a lot of people thought that she was suspended for a second time. That's not true. And, you know, she doesn't particularly like it that Fox controls the schedule, but that's just what, that's the rules of the game. They do control, not with complete control, but I mean, there is some control or limitations to their schedules and their appearances.
Why do you suppose a network like Fox is so afraid of offending someone like Omar? Or Tlaib, for that matter.
Well, I mean, what Jeanine Pirro said was accusing Ilhan Omar of being Sharia compliant. She's not Sharia compliant. So, I mean, what she said was inaccurate.
Well, she can't be, and she's running around having an affair with a guy when she's married. That's not compliant.
Right. I mean, people don't understand Sharia. So what she said was not accurate.
By the way, that would be reason, I think, in another country to be killed. Am I right? They stole the women or something? Okay. Well, I got to let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay low.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, coming right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's tweets canceling peace talks with Taliban leaders prompted a statement from the group saying Americans will suffer more than anyone else for calling off the talks. On CBS's Face the Nation, former Defense Secretary James Mattis was asked if the Taliban can ever be trusted.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
Some are criticizing the president for having invited the Taliban to Camp David. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz is among several Republicans criticizing the president's invitation to host them near the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
I don't ever want to see, you know, again, as we head into the anniversary of 9/11, I do not ever want to see these terrorists step foot on United States soil, period.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning, Monday morning. Brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. And did you know that September is Suicide Prevention Month for the military? Well, it is. We'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back right after this message from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you chosen to go the technical school route coming out of high school, get your GED and get a job in some sort of trade. But in most cases, that trade that you're going to start out at is an 80% or what we call an 80% job of the union scale, which could be, I don't know, $10 an hour, $8 an hour, $11 an hour, $12 an hour. And you can do a whole lot better than that, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a school called National Aviation Academy with two locations, one in Concord, Mass., up there outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, that can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 a year or more. Now, all you got to do is check them out online to find out more. You can go to naa.edu, naa.edu. or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. Now, they have funding available, whether you're non-military or if you're military and you're post-9/11, your GI Bill should cover you, no problem there. And if you're pre-9/11, you may or may not have funds left in your GI Bill, but other than that, they can get you an educational loan if that's what you need to have. So check them out again online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour. And then, in the next breath, tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, September is Suicide Prevention Month for the military. Hashtag Be There is the VA campaign to prevent suicide. And the VA is encouraging everyone to help prevent suicide by showing compassion and a willingness to find a solution when a veteran may be unable to find a solution with on their own. Now, the VFW, the American Legion, the AMVETS have all given an hour, and they'll be doing just that on September 14th, 2019, by holding the fourth annual A Day to Change Direction across the country. So think about that. Hashtag be there to help out the veterans, especially the ones that have suicidal tendencies. Now, donations to help veterans, service members, military families impacted by Hurricane Dorian in the Caribbean, from hurricanes to raging wildfires. Every year, natural disasters leave many in desperate need of assistance. And the Disaster Relief Fund, which provides organizations an opportunity to react quickly with immediate relief to those in affected areas. Everybody's got one, whether it's the Red Cross, whether it's the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, whether it's the Smithsonian Institution, whether it's Agape Flights, the VFW, the American Legion, the AMVETS, everybody's got one, a disaster relief fund. By the way, did you happen to see Dr. Franklin Graham on television over the weekend talking about Samaritan's Purse? They were already over there. They'd already flown in with their stuff, and they had a lot of people set up to do what needed to be done. And, of course, a lot of the churches are getting together, working together on this, because this is such a massive project over there. They're going to need help in all various ways. So think about that as you ponder where to give money for donations. Now, our MIA POW update this week identifies another four soldiers who had been missing in action whose remains were identified. We start out with Army Corporal Gerald N. Wilson, who was with Company F, 2nd Battalion, 5th Cavalry Regiment, 1st Cavalry Division. He went missing in action July 25, 1950, while participating in the defense of Yangon in South Korea. His remains were not recovered, but they were identified recently and the remains sent back by North Korea. Army First Lieutenant Robert C. Stislinger, Battery B, 57th Field Artillery Battalion, 7th Infantry Division. He was reported to have been killed in action November 29, 1950, while fighting enemy forces near Hangari at the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. He's also been identified. His remains were returned by North Korea. An Army PFC Harold K. Knight, a member of Headquarters and Headquarters Company, 31st Infantry Regiment, 31st Regimental Combat Team, while engaged in intense fighting with the Chinese People's Volunteer Forces near the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea, November 25, 1950, he was killed in action, and his remains were returned as well. Army Sergeant Donald L. Murphy was a member of Company A, 1st Battalion, 32nd Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, 31st Regimental Combat Team. He also was involved in fighting near the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea, December 1st, 1950. His remains were also returned by North Korea. He was identified. Welcome home to all of them. Thank you for a job well done. America appreciates you. Now, the Pentagon chief, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, said that European nations should consider funding projects in their countries after the Pentagon diverted some money, $3.6 billion to be exact, to pay for the border wall with Mexico. Now, Poland had already planned on doing that, paying for a base, paying for the American troops to be there, and happy to have them there in their country. Maybe it's time these other countries wake up and do the same thing. Germany, France, England, Spain, I can go on. Oh, Italy, I can go on, but you know where I'm going with all this. By the way, the gate runner, a bizarre breach at the Mildenhall base, RAF base in England, has now transformed base security all across the United States Air Force and the British RAF. Because it was about 1 p.m. when an odd man with a teddy bear strapped to his chest showed up at the main gate to RAF Mildenhall in England. He was from the Secret Service and said as he attempted to show the guard a British passport as identification, snuck through the gate and disappeared. Now, how do you do that? How do you do that? Snuck through the gate and disappeared. Wow. Great security there, huh? And this was in England. Thank goodness. By the way, Turkey's President Erdogan threatened to open the gates and allow a flood of Syrian refugees to leave Turkey for Western countries unless the so-called safe zone is established inside Syria soon in negotiations with the Americans. Now, there's 6 million estimated to be Syrian refugees in Turkey. What a mess that would be, huh? Have you heard the latest about ISIS? They're reluctant now to use people as suicide bombers. Because of the group's reduced numbers, they need to keep their people, to keep them as enemy combatants, fighters. So they tried out a new tactic, strapping bombs onto cows and then sending them into areas where Americans and other foreign troops would be. Wow. That's called desperation, huh? And by the way, they couldn't do it in India because I think the cow is a sacred animal. But anyway, what do I know? Okay, well, we're going to be coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Going to be talking about some financial stuff, as we always do with him. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and let me tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal River. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, as a veteran, it's extremely important to me to point out to my fellow veterans that if you serve, you save. You get that discount at both Moss Nissan locations of new or pre-owned certified used vehicles. Now, as a result, you'll save thousands of dollars off a new vehicle and buy your pre-owned vehicle at wholesale price, which also gets you Moss Care on your vehicle, free lifetime oil changes, free tire rotations, and a whole bunch more. Now, if you got a vehicle that needs service, well, guess what? Moss Nissan repairs all makes and all models, plus you serve, you save, applies on a discount they'll give all active duty military veterans, and first responders currently active or retired. Now ask yourself, who does that? Well, the quick answer is nobody. And that's just one of the reasons why I endorse and support Dave Moss, Senior and Junior, and all of those at Moss Nissan's multiple dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan is in Newport Richey, Crystal River. Moss Wholesale to the Public is there in Homosassa Springs, Moss Family Chevrolet, Northdale Mabry, in Carrollwood in the Tampa area. And don't forget the brand new Moss Nissan dealership coming to Tampa soon. So give them a call, 727-815-3095, 727-815-3095. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That'll save you another $500 off your new or used vehicle. Tell me Captain sent you. Moss Nissan, 727-815-3095. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reportedly going to stick to his Brexit plan and will not seek a delay to Britain's departure from the EU at a summit next month. Now, this is, they're throwing up everything but the kitchen sink, Adam. And again, who is it other than me that forgot about the fact that the British people actually voted to get Britain out of the Brexit deal?
Yeah, the referendum, it didn't seem that long ago, but you go back to 2016,
mm-hmm.
The summer of 2016 when that vote occurred. This is what bureaucrats do. They'll do everything and anything that they can to hold on to as much power as they can, and this is a real shot at their power. And they're going to continue to try to throw up any obstacle they possibly can to make it as difficult as they can. The usual nonsense too, Matt, constantly trying to scare people that, you know, if this happens, then, oh, my God, we're going to go to hell in a handbasket. We're not going to have food. We're not going to have pharmaceuticals, and it's going to screw up everything. No, it's not. No, it's not. Everything will be just fine. We do the same thing here in this country. Whenever we try to make any change for the better or fix something, what we do is the bureaucrats, the people with power, they go and they try to scare people as best they possibly can. Let's hope that the UK can get this done as quickly as they can because, again, it would set up a great trade deal for us also.
Okay, here's my big question for you, because this is a headline in what I'm looking at here. New Yorkers wonder, what's next for de Blasio? Are you wondering?
I don't know if you saw the interview recently. Giuliani was like talking about how bad things have gotten in New York compared to
I did.
There. It was a really great interview. And
I also saw Tucker talking to de Blasio.
He's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the conditions in New York are not the same by any stretch. I'm noticing it. It's pretty obvious. You see graffiti going up. You see a real waft of homelessness now that didn't occur when Giuliani was in charge. They didn't allow it. You couldn't. It wasn't an option to sleep on the streets. They would come and they would put you in a homeless shelter. They let people pretty much do what they want. Getting away from a lot of these crimes, from urinating in the street. You used to get in actual trouble for doing that. Now mm-hmm. you don't anymore. It's a shame. It is. I don't understand de Blasio. I really don't. I don't understand how people could vote for the guy. He's still there. He's still running for president, too, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, he's supposed to make up his decision next month if he doesn't get into the next debate as to whether or not he's going to stay in or not. That was the latest I heard.
Yeah.
And by the way, Steyer just made it by the skin of his chin for next month.
Yeah, I know. He probably cut a check.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody. That's the way that sounds.
Yeah, I don't disagree. All right, well, Walmart says they're going to keep the guns out of their stores, but there's just one little problem. You know what it is?
What's that?
They're not going to keep all of them out. They're only going to get rid of. They're only going to get rid of the AR-15s. Everything else stays.
I think we talked about this, and a lot of it. It's also limiting some of the ammunition, but it's still going to. They're still going to be selling. No, they said that their focus is going to be on hunting weapons.
Some of the ammunition. You mean like the high capacity ammunition? Would you explain to me what that is?
I don't know. They love making up words.
Well,
like
there is no such thing.
I know. Well, there's no such thing. AR does not mean assault rifle.
That's right.
Either.
That's right. It's a brand name of a company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this Democratic congresswoman, the former congresswoman, Donna Edwards, you know who she is?
Not that familiar with her.
Well, she's on MSNBC, and she does a lot of different commentating. Okay. She came out and she said, get this. People died by the thousands because people are using automatic rifles and high-capacity ammunition. Really? Am I missing something here? Because I've got the statistics in front of me, and people aren't dying by the thousands because of automatic rifles. As a matter of fact, 60% of the 7,032 people that were killed by handguns, and 60% of them were suicides.
Yeah, they always when they always talk about handgun or gun deaths, they mention the totals, but they never compartmentalize and explain that a lot of these are due to suicides.
Yeah,
and also sometimes accidents too, but they never let people know that because again, it doesn't fit the narrative. It's being honest does not help their cause.
Well, automatic rifles are against the law. You know, there is such a thing as the law. It doesn't mean that they're not out there, but I'm just telling you, automatic rifles are against the law and very difficult to get your hands on. And there just is absolutely, Chris, no such thing as high-capacity ammunition.
It's kind of like, what's it, Joe Biden's magazines that only have too many bullets or something like that? What did he say?
Oh, he had something about there was too many bullets in the guns or, I don't know, something really stupid, which doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, these people, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
What else is new?
Yeah, I know. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody. All right, well, here we go. China's August exports unexpectedly shrink as our United States shipments slumped a bit. U.S.-China trade conflict could take years to resolve, says Larry Kudlow.
It's not going to be easy. But, again, you're also taking a look at China's really getting hurt by this. People are kind of starting to change up their supply chain and going to other places rather than just China because what's been going on. And this is that what was happening actually before the trade war to some degree, but it's now the people or companies are starting to actually come up with some other strategic alternatives. So, you know, China is definitely hurting from this, without a doubt.
Now, we're also being told by the Wall Street Journal that investors are now flocking to precious metals amid the negative yields coming from some of these stocks. So are you seeing that, or are you talking to people about that?
Oh, of course, some of the money is going to be flowing in that direction. You got, you know, almost $16 trillion in bonds worldwide that are have negative interest rates. I mean, what's the point? So obviously, there's going to be other places where people are going to try to put their money.
Hmm. Now, I'm curious to find out what's going on in your vicinity for festivities. Listen to me, for memorials of September 11th. Do you know of anything going on in your area?
We always, because, you know, the fire departments all along Long Island were involved, obviously.
I know.
And, yeah, so there was still, it's always, it's a pretty much a constant around here. Lots of memorials and things like that that take place. And obviously, you know, you continue to do the events that they have every single year. But I don't know of anything really new, Matt, to be quite honest, but they continue to do the stuff that they've done every year.
Well, our job is to make sure they don't forget, people don't forget, because some of the millennials that weren't born at that time, they're really not being told exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, it's around us here. So kind of, especially when we are here, Matt, it's kind of hard to avoid it in and around here, as you well know, because you lived here, so you understand.
I do, and I did. And, yeah, there were a lot of people from that area that were there that day, as well as people that came in. I can't tell you how many people I saw coming in from the island. But anyway, I got to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we'll be talking to Frank Salvato coming up here in just about 6 or 7 minutes after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. He'll be back, and I'll be back, and everybody will be happy, and we got a lot to talk about with Frank this morning, too. Boy, what a busy morning this has been. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.